aspect of servant time. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Now, we're told in Hebrews to come before the Lord with holy boldness, but we must always come reverently. Prayer, which was definite and to the point. He didn't stutter. He didn't ramble around. He prayed for the issue at hand, and he got to the point. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 reads, "Ask you of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field." Ask you of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Well, this is exactly what Elijah did. He only had one petition as he came before the Lord. Lord, send rain. Send rain. Send the rain. You remember in the upper room, they prayed for only one thing, the coming of the promised Holy Spirit. God had promised it, but yet at the same time, they prayed. Do we God? Has the church really had a prayer meeting? Something to think about, isn't it? Our sixth point is this. It was a prayer waits more for the Lord than it does for the morning. It was a prayer which persevered until the answer came. not presumptuous prayer, but pray and pray in the manner that we've just studied here in regard to it. Now, looking at this text, we can see the essential qualities necessary to any great success in prayer. There must be, first of all, definite things prayed for. No rambling. Be simple and direct in your pleadings. Speak plainly and make a straight aim at the object of your supplications. Secondly, as we've seen, earnest desire. Plead as if for your life, like Elijah did, I think. So we must have such a desire for the thing we want that we will not rise up until we have it, but in submission to His divine will, always. And then we see faith. No questioning whether God can or will grant the prayer. The prayers of God's people are nothing but God's promises breathed out of living hearts. And those promises are the decrees only put into another form and fashion. The prayers of God's people are just God's promises breathed out of living hearts. And when you can plead His promise, then your will is His will. And then the last thing, a realizing expectation. Believing that He hears us and believing that He is able. And He is able because Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." Our asker is not doing what it ought to do at times. Don't you agree? That's exactly what is said in the Scripture, isn't it? You have not because you ask not. Someone put it in the form of a little poem. "Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. His grace and power are such that you cannot ask too much." Now, before we close, remember when I started back as your pastor? Those two things, what were they? Study of God's Word and prayer. And I ask you to get a prayer partner. I don't know if all of you did or not, but those of you who did, you've been praying. Can you tell something how that has affected you? Let me urge you, if you haven't got a prayer partner, get you one. It can make a difference, as I've said, in your life and in the life of the church. We can't be perfect, but we can be healthy. And so let's strive for that. Let's stand and have our closing prayer.